Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro, go.
Vital,
go fly.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon,
go fly.
Calm.
We're go fly.
GNC,
we're go.
Down here, go.
Control,
go.
Go.
Go. FAO,
we are go.
Network, go.
Recovering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Roman Show. And you know, it's really a pleasure when I get to interview someone from my native city of Miami, Florida. He is Cuban born, but does reside here in South Florida. I'm talking about Deanne Wren. You probably saw him on America's Got Talent this previous week. Deanne, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for putting Miami on the map, on a big national stage. How did it feel to go out there? Of course, it's a different type of setting, right? You're not singing just in front of people. You're singing to people that are judging you and will determine the future of your career. So tell me about that experience. How was it? And man, congratulations.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me this afternoon on your show. Yes, it was an amazing experience. I'm from a small city and from a small town in Cuba. It's called Banes in Holguín. It's a very small town. And, you know, for a guy that comes for a country part of a small city, everyone thought sometimes that I was just a dreamer, you know. And being in that position there, in that big stage, and show my voice to the world, it was amazing. Some people now are so proud of me. The social media is going crazy already. All the people from Cuba are supporting me, sharing my videos, and as well asking to the production of America's Got Talent why I didn't got the Golden Buzzer. So that is something for me. I'm very grateful because the people believe in me now, and they are supporting me, and they want to see more of me on the show. So I'm just excited to go back and show them what I got. I want to bring the Latin music to the stages of the America's Got Talent, to the live shows, and I'm just excited for what's coming next.
Man, and you know what's amazing is the fact that, like you stated, right, you came to this country, you had some success in the musical aspect when it comes to Spanish, but you had to quickly learn English and then sing it in English, right, which sometimes could be a challenge. So what challenge is that? Because sometimes you see folks that come to this country and they adapt a new language, they're very nervous to speak it, and now you're doing it in front of millions of people.
Yes, well, actually, I love singing in English. I love singing all type of genres, music genres, and I love singing in English. But, for example, what happened on the show, I was supposed to sing a song in Spanish, and then the production told me that the Spanish lyrics didn't clear, and I had to tell that to the judges because I knew I had to learn the song the day before my audition. Wow. And I knew, I was going to mess up at some point. So I told the judges that, and while I was singing, Simon stopped my audition and told me that it wasn't fair for me. Because I wasn't giving my best, because I had to go, you know, through the lyrics in my mind, and I wasn't giving them the best that I could. So he told me that he it gave me a second opportunity to come back with another song that I feel more comfortable. And so that's what I did. I went back to the station, I prepared a new song, and that's when I came back with Pégate. It's a song from Ricky Martin and a song that I love. And I hit the stage. I was very, you know, relaxed then because I knew that's my water, you know. That's the what I do best, because it's, you know, the Latin music is the most that I love to sing, you know. And so I go to the stage, I give them the show, and they love the song. The people, the crowd was, you know, stepped up, dancing and clapping and just as enjoying the moment, you know. And that made me feel like safe, like now I'm good. Like it feels like great, you know, when you're doing it like that, and it was just great in that moment.
So, of course, you're focused now with this opportunity, America's Got Talent, but you yourself, of course, have done some music already. Your album, Horóscopo, back in 2021, yeah. And since then you have had some singles that you've dropped. But while this is happening, are you also working on your music? Are you also working on additional stuff, maybe an album for this year or next year? And you being on the national stage, I know you've done some stuff as far as performances, but maybe we may see a tour, or will you be touring with any famous names now that you're on the big screen?
Well, let me tell you something. that really is good for me right now is that I'm singing almost every day in the week in one of the famous places here in Miami Beach.
Yep.
And it's called Mango's Tropical Cafe.
Oh, so I know where that is. Yeah, I know where it is. It's a very popular place right there by Ocean Drive.
Yeah, that one. Uh-huh. And now I'm the lead singer of that place.
Wow.
And that is something, you know, I'm very grateful because the people there loved me and loved my show every night. And as well, of course, I've been working on some music. I'm going to be releasing my single. This is something that I haven't told no one yet.
Awesome.
But I'm going to be releasing my single almost in a month and a half, and it's called Canciones pa Borrachos.
Uh-huh.
In English, it will be like songs for drunks,
right.
Drunk people. So it's like a Mexican bachata style. And I know everyone is gonna love it. I've been working in this song for so long to try to find the rhythm that I feel is like the hit, you know. And been working as well in a new album, and I want to release as well a new album for the English market, you know. Maybe some pop country is going to be around there, and house as well. So I'm just trying to work and make good music. I'm now working with big producers, Grammy Awards producers here in Miami, and I'm so grateful because they are trusting me and giving me the opportunity. So yes, in a month and a half, I'll be releasing my single. Tomorrow, I'm going to Cuba.
Wow.
And I'll be shooting the music video for that song. And of course, I'll go see my family and spend some time with my family. And just celebrate what is happening right now. For me, because it's too hard, the music industry is too hard, and I've been working all my life, like so many years, no resting, just trying to push my music and my voice and my career, and now, like the stars are working on my favor, and that is like a dream for me.
That is awesome. They're proud of you, man. So I have to say, and I noticed that there on your Instagram account, Canciones para Borracho. Was that inspired because of what's happening now in the Spanish music in general with Peso Pluma? We've been seeing a lot of this, I guess, hybrid, right? This combination of barriadas, a little reggaeton, a little ballad, a little bit of everything mixed in together.
Yeah, I think the Mexican music is now very, very powerful. And for me, a Cuban, you know, going into that market, probably I'm going to get, like, some hate.
Right.
Because people going to say, okay, what are you doing? If you're Cuban, what are you doing in this market?
Right.
You know, but it's, the thing is that I love Mexican music. And I love Latin music, so I'm gonna try to mix some and trying to give them my idea, my way to do music, you know, into that aspect. So yes, the Mexican people, the Mexican music right now is all over the world, and I have to do something, you know, I have to do something, and I think people will love it. I'm going to be promoting the song in Mexico as well.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure the people from Mexico is gonna love it, and as well here in the United States, the Hispanic people will love it, and that's my main goal, you know, hit the hearts from the people. The song is like a sad song, heartbreaking song, but it's a bachata,
mm-hmm.
and you know, with the ranchera
right.
type. So yeah, just excited to shoot the video and put it out.
Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much for your time, man. Congratulations on that AGT opportunity. Keep the music going. And if you are in Miami, you know where to check this man live at Mango's right there in Ocean Drive. It's a great setting, a lot of great entertainment. You could also follow him on his socials at Dan Rene Music and follow him on your favorite musical streaming service, Spotify, many others. You could check out some of his work, like that album back in 21, Horoscopo, which each song is dedicated to a sign in the horoscope. So congratulations for that, Dan. Hope to see you real soon, and keep the good stuff going, man.
Thank you so much again for having me here and for sharing some time on your show. Thank you.
Sure, and we look forward to the new song. Thanks so much. Alrighty.